Well, isn't it strange? Isn't it strange to be back, to see people, actually to be allowed to be near people? What an extraordinary thing. But, you know, I think I might actually quite like it. People are quite nice, aren't they? What I'd like to look at today, if I may, once I get plugged in and going, is the whole thing about celebration. Because I think as a people, we forget how good celebrations can be. And in our Kiwi culture, I'm just moving over to my other mic now, thank you, Stu. In our Kiwi culture, we can sort of play down our celebrations. Now, steady on, don't get too ahead of yourself. You know, we might have won a couple of World Cups, but let's just not get too proud of this going on. But we celebrate all sorts of things in our lives, don't we? What sort of things do we celebrate? Birthdays. We celebrate chocolate. That's an interesting thing. Yes, we do. Did you have a good evacuation? Yes, I did, thank you. Graduations. Fantastic. My goodness me. So there are personal things that we celebrate, aren't there? There's birthdays and weddings and the birth of babies and all sorts of things and the making of babies, which is all sorts of wonderful things. As a community, we'll celebrate our local sports team winning. We have to pray a lot for the Warriors, I think we do. Keep praying for them. Our local schools, we celebrate. We have all sorts of polyfests and everything. We celebrate ourselves and we celebrate the fact that we are human, that we're made, that we're diverse, but it's a good thing to be different, but it's a good thing to celebrate. We celebrate today the fact that we're one of the few nations that are now at alert level one. Isn't that great news? God has been so good and so faithful to us. And by the way, a little pat on the back to everyone for doing so well and for us taking this seriously. So well, well done. And of course, as a faith-based community, we celebrate as well the great events of Christmas and of Easter. We celebrate, don't we, when someone gives their life to Christ. We think that's fantastic. Do you remember giving your life to Jesus? Wasn't that a wonderful thing? Your new birthday. Isn't it a great thing? Also, we celebrate baptisms as well, which is a wonderful thing. Every victory, every celebration is an echo of the greatest victory and celebration that was won for us. That is, our life has been bought at a price. Jesus has conquered everything. And what I like to look at today is how do we build a life of celebration? Because actually, celebration is a discipline. As much as being miserable is a discipline for some people, celebrating can be a discipline for us all. And so I'd like to look at that, but we're going to read a psalm together to begin with. So what I'd like you to do is, if you could all stand, please. Great, and I'm going to ask the people who can see my arm there, so I'm going to split Nathan and Esther. Could this, I'm sorry, but of course you aren't. Who went hiss? No. You are group one. You are group two. The middle is group three. And what are you?
Five.
Do you know, I've really missed you, Wayne. Really, really, really have. So what we're going to do is this. We've got five verses in the psalm. So it goes. Who's doing this talk? We've got five verses in this psalm. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, and guess what? Verse 5. Okay, so can we read this out with confidence? I've learned this from Paul. So this is very good. Are we ready? Here we're going to build a life of celebrations. Here we go.
Shout for joy, Lord, the Lord.
Would you mind just trying that one more time? One, two, three. Brilliant. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Everyone together, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Well done. Sit down. You all deserve a sweet. So I want to look very, very quickly, if I can, about how we build a life of celebration. For those of you who need sunglasses, you might need sunglasses. This is a bit of a colorful presentation, but you will get there. We need to, first of all, understand why we should celebrate, and then how we should celebrate. These are key questions. Why? How? Why? How? Why? How? Why? How? Why? How? Why? How? You know, why should we celebrate? Why should we celebrate? Because we have a good God, and He loves us. But we need to understand the nature and character of who God is. So we celebrate Him because of who He is. Could you, every black screen, could you read those words out for me? Are you ready? Because of who God is, this is in the psalm. I'm sorry, could you say that one more time to me?
The Lord is good.
What does that mean? Goodness. God is good. That means there is no bad in Him. There is no evil intent in God whatsoever. That His focus on you is for your good because His character is good. He is good. How do we know that He is good? Because of Jesus. Jesus is the reflection of God's nature to us. We celebrate the fact that God is good. We celebrate the fact that Jesus is good and that we have been redeemed by Him. What about this one?
His love endures forever.
And again, His love endures forever. What does that mean? It means you are forever loved. Isn't that an extraordinary statement? God loves you forever. He doesn't get fed up with you. Not like He might get fed up with someone that you love. God doesn't get... I'm never fed up, darling. Honestly, I'm not. God's intentions for you are always good. He loves you. His motivation is always out of love. You may not feel loved, but you are loved. You may not have someone to love, but there is someone who loves you. That is the Lord our God, shown to us supremely in Jesus. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. What an extraordinary motivation. God's love is represented to us in the person of Jesus. How about this one? His faithfulness. God is faithful. That means that what He says, He will do. He doesn't send you a text 5 minutes before He's due to meet you and say, I've got a better appointment. God is faithful. He will always meet you. He will always turn up. He is on your side. And He's on my side as well, which is quite useful. You may feel let down, but God will never let you down. He is faithful. Why? Because we see the length of His faithfulness on the cross. Faithfulness that goes all the way to death for you and for me. Let's read this again. His faithfulness lasts for all generations. Forever faithful. This isn't just momentary faithfulness. This is a faithfulness that goes on forever. Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 28? And I will be with you to the very end of the age. God will be with you always. His faithfulness will last for all generations. In Jesus, we know this is true. So that is why should we celebrate? Because God is good, God is loving, God is faithful. He's forever good, forever loving, forever faithful. And that is shown to us in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I thought I'd give your eyes a bit of a break there. How can we celebrate? We've had the why, but how? How is where the rubber meets the road, because actually, God is unchanging in his goodness, but we are wavering in ours. And we need to put on, as Isaiah said, put on a garment of praise. We are to be a people who live a life of celebration before him. So how can we do this? Let's read the psalm again. Shout for joy to the Lord. Do you know there are two ways of shouting, roughly? The shout of anger and the shout of joy. Or a shout of jeering and a shout of joy. The people of God like to be bold. So give a shout. One, two, three.
Yeah.
That's much better. That's what God deserves from us because of his goodness. When we enter his gates with joy and with shouting, it gets God's attention. Worship the Lord with?
Gladness.
With what?
Gladness.
What else? Do you mean we have to be glad and we have to be joyful? You know, it is a discipline of the spirit of a mature Christian to be able to work themselves into a place where, despite what is going on, despite COVID-19, despite the tragedies that we see around us, yet we will be joyful in the presence of God. Be glad, be joyful. In other words, we're called to use our hearts. Your heart might feel like it's been trampled on at the moment. People trample on hearts. God never does. God comes and warms our heart. Let's read this again. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. Friends, to know something isn't necessarily just about the information. It's also about the experience. We bring to God the experience of our love for him and his love for us. So we come with a knowledge. This is a well thought out, disciplined joy full of shouting. So why? We belong to him. Know you belong to him, friends. Know that you are not alone. Do you know, this time of COVID-19, when actually we were in lockdown, many of us might have felt alone. No, you are never alone. God is with you wherever you go. How do we worship the Lord? Well, let's have a look at this. Enter his gates. Entering, friends, is an act of the will. How we choose to get up in the morning, how we choose to enter church, how we come into a place of praise will determine how we do it. In other words, our mindset, we must determine our will to enter into the Lord's temple with thanksgiving. Draw near, friends. Often we want the Lord to draw near to us. But do you know how the scripture says, draw near to him and he will draw near to you? It requires a little granny step, a little baby step towards him. He makes up the distance, but we're called to draw near. Don't hold back. We're nearly at the end. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Give thanks. Actually, the word there is actually meaning to actually just fall down and cast gifts before somebody. This is the type of thanksgiving that God wants from us. This is what David writes about in the psalm. We're to fall before God and just give him everything that we've got. Why? Because he is good. His love endures forever. So we are to be thankful, praiseful, and expressive before God. He is good. This is how we do it. So how should we celebrate? With my will, with my heart, with my thanks, and with my praise. I cannot praise for you. You cannot praise for me. I have a responsibility to lift up the name of God wherever I go as an act of my will. And friends, I want to encourage you. Give God his due, because he is good, he is faithful, and he is full of love. Friends, we see that in the person of Jesus. As we learn to celebrate, as we learn to put on the garments of praise, we realize that it is a reflection of what God has done for us. We lift ourselves before him and we give him everything that he is due. Why? Because he's done it all for us in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I just thought I'd give us a little rah-rah because God is good. Amen? Amen.